Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina. Have that talent. Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hello and welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio, and I like to say habari gani to my new friends, and I like to say what's up to my old friends. Once again, thank you for joining me in our new segment. We are celebrating our fifth year in service on the air. We'd like to ask you to meet us in the air. If you haven't locked in that dial yet, little G, lock it in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in. We're inviting you to be a part of this month's celebration. The celebration is almost over, but we definitely would like for you to come and join us. You can call in at any time with your questions. We've been talking about the frequency waves of our music. We've been talking about human rights for our youth. Now, we've also been spinning down some music that has come from the laboratory, and we're talking about how do frequency waves affect the music, and can you make adjustments in the frequency wave? Now, we were just talking about DNA. We had a speaker on, Mr. James Allen, came on to speak about the DNA. He informed us that there were no junk DNA, and it made sense, because why would the Creator create something that's useless? If he created it, then it all had to be applicable. And he indicated that there were no junk DNA. And if someone told you you're eliminating the junk DNA, then you are purposely saying that the Creator made a mistake. He doesn't make any mistakes. So let me just briefly go over what he said to us. And for those of you who did not listen to the show, it is on demand. You can go out and listen to it. But before we get into that, I want to spin one of these records down, and you can dance to the choo-choo music. Go on out and dance to it, little girl. Yeah.
Mes avertissements, mes voici à mon prix, ma vis, ma devant rap, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma musique de rap, ma respect à tous ces gars qui m'ont fait depuis des années, rap, plus ma micro, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, je suis négro, ne reconnais pas de ce rap, ma, il faut qu'il rappe et c'est faire du jacassement, négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma parle, ma.
Goma, where my people need a money. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say me Wakati. They see me and ask, Una Tokowapi. Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. How does the African son? Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zuri Sana, and Dugu Zango, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Leo BD na jiada soka mgongo mani bila asira na chuki tenda mgongo mani bila zikino na fiki acha kukula rushwa hizo damu zishapita pamoja na umoja tutashimamisha Afrika na BD Kongo itasikika
itasikika hata itakubalika
ni wakati wa kumaliza vita ni wakati wa kushikana mkono ni wakati wa kujenga nchi ni wakati wa kushiwa mishamene
Mana utia kujenga
nchi yetu Kongo.
Even my flow, oyo tangwa kotonga bolingo. Ni wakati ya kwa shimu mtu na mali yake.
Telemo matu semenon, wa ubagaji. Telemo matu lemoma ni wakati ya kukata. Telemo matu semenon, a la corruption.
Telemo matani sound ya kubadele Afrika. Telemo matu semenon, a la guerre rebellion.
Goma, sote tumefika. Goma, sote tuafika. Sasa, wakati umefika. Kongo yote zima, lazima tusikiki. Yote enzi muza niliona kama ni zero. Kwani kila siku tulipewa mipokero. Fasi mbali mbali ata paka na kisharo. Na kisharo walipewa mipokero.
Welcome back, family, and thank you so very much for joining the Curator Reboom. You've got your Omi Inka 7 Live coming at you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each one of you back from the Memorial Holiday. I let it slip on me, and that involved being out of town on a celebration and missed the show. Well, I'm back, and you got me back now, so I can perform. Now, we did talk about doing the show out at the flea market, and one of these days, I will feature the show out at the flea market. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, Gary, Indiana has one of the best flea markets that is consistently open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It might just be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm sorry. But the flea market is an interesting place to interview people. Everyone is selling their wares and their goods, their products, and their food. So it's a fabulous place to come out and visit. So if you're ever in the Gary, Indiana area, right on Cleveland Street, I definitely urge you to drop by that flea market. It is really a very, very nice atmosphere to meet people, to fraternize, as well as to get a nice meal. So next time I get a chance, I'm going to interview some young people right there at the flea market about their line of business and how they got involved in selling and being a merchant. Now, what I'd like to say is this, ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating our fifth anniversary of being on the air. Some of you might not know this, but I am also on Shoe Talk or Talk Shoe, and Talk Shoe is also as a communal atmosphere where you can actually interview people, and it's a classroom where you can actually feature a show. And if you go out on my Googles, you'll see that there's several shows that have been featured on the Talk Shoe. You can listen to those by clipping those little advertisements, and it will take you to the site. One of the things I want you to know is that I feature a show for women on my Streaker show on the Omi's broadcast, Omi Inka's broadcast. And that is a show that's featured for women that deals with relationships and issues that pertain to women. Periodically, we do talk about the marriage vows as well. Now, we have not gotten away from our subject of relationship and marriage vow. We're just saving some time for the whole family. Now we are addressing the youth, the little G's, giving them some time to be a part of this particular program. Now, I want to let the little G's know that if they want to be a host in our Care to Read room and facilitate, that room is going to be open this month to those youth. All you have to do is come by, call that number at 646-478-0270 and say, hey, Omi, how about it? I like to be a facilitator in your room. Now, don't go sending me an email saying, hey, I think you ought to interview me, because this is not about the interviewing. This is about you being a co-host. Some people have been pulling me aside, sending me emails saying, I would like to come in, have my book interviewed, and have you interview me about relationships. Now, that's fine and dandy, but if I don't know you, why don't you address the letter to inform me as to who you are first? Because I don't just let anyone get on the show. Yes, I talk a lot, and I take up a lot of space, and maybe those people think that they are saving me by providing an interview. But I'm very, very selective about who I bring on the show. They have got to be well connected with what we're doing. We're a family-oriented show. We are pretty clean in here. And we do not advocate for discrimination against any group, white, black, homosexual, bisexuals. We are for everyone. We are salubrious diversity, and we practice that here, and we have not ever once struck out at any one particular group, okay? So we have got to know what your morals are and your values and your goals and objectives, and they have got to be in line with what we're doing. Then we will sit down and break bread with you and look over your vita and see what you've done with your life. And if you are noteworthy for someone to interview like myself, then I will invite you. But please don't go inviting yourself, pushing yourself onto me, acting as if you know me. If you introduce yourself, then you have a better chance I will know who you are. Don't go just sending me a letter and I haven't a clue as to who you are. Okay? And that's the proper way of doing that. Now, I want to say for the record, we want our youth to know about their rights. We want them to exercise their right, and we want them to be able to grow up being an advocate, and not only an advocate, an activist for the causes of our community and our people. Now, a lot of people think because I focus on African American that I'm excluding everyone else. No. Other people have done a fantastic job of addressing other cultures. Why not have someone on this air that addressed the African American's needs and customs and tradition? No one's really going out of their way to teach from a perspective of Afrocentric. So I thought I'd take it upon myself to do that. There's other people doing a fine job of talking about Europeans, Hispanics, Turkish, what have you. But there's no one out there that is really focusing in on the rituals and customs of African America. Maybe a few that you can count on your left hand, but not very many. So please don't think it's strange that I would talk about cleaning ourselves up first before I try to go and address someone else's problem. And being a family and consumer area and focusing, we want to talk about consuming energy, consuming funds and money, economic. We want to talk about living wholesome. Now, on my other station, the Ministry of Sherelle M. Gar, we talk about the ministry and what has gone wrong in the ministry. If you'll go out and listen to those tapes, you'll see that I'm really addressing the church very hard for inadequacies of just being a moneymaker and collecting money from our people. We've got too many poor people that are still banking on the fact that they're going to be filthy rich and have abundance if they give their last dollar to the church. Now, I've addressed that in my discussion under Talk Shoot. And you'll see that, yes, I have pointed out to the ministers that they cannot have people throwing money to their feet, collecting all of those people's bill money, going home with more than their share of tithes. They've got to give it back. Those people don't have that excess money to give. They're usually doing it for show, trying to win some favor. You must stop them, ministers and preachers, and you must tell them, yes, I could use it, but I'm sure you can use it even more. We are finding that preachers and ministers are getting filthy rich, and they are very, very endowed with excess money, buildings, property, and the whole bit. They could possibly give the church something, the ones who are down and out. Now, I address that because I'm getting sick and tired of people believing that they will develop abundance through their giving. It is not in line with scriptures that you should give more than your tithes by throwing money at a preacher. There is nowhere in the scriptures that can condone that or support it. So I don't want to get in on that over my head. I've addressed it on my other site, and you could go out and talk about it. Now, what I do want to get into is understanding how DNA has something to do with our frequency waves. We talked last time, Mr. James Allen and I, about junk DNA. He explained to me that there was no junk DNA and that God, the creator that we collaborate with, not anybody up in the sky, and that's what I want to address today and talk about. We have gotten completely turned around about who God is. Now, he was going to get on that topic, and we had a topic discussion later off the air about just who God was. And I want to tell you that neither he nor I believe that there is a God that we commune with up there in that sky. Now, there was a creator who created this earth and brought about all these things and created his essence within us. But he left his essence in us so that we could collaborate with him on a regular basis, and he would never leave us. So he put his essence within us. So therefore, God collaborates with us, and we become one with God. And that's why it's very easy to call yourself a God. Now, are you a God today, or are you not? When you pray, are you not praying to yourself and collaborating with the Godhead who lives within inside of you? If you are, then little g, you have some power. You have some authority. And this frequency that I've been talking about, you have the authority to write music, to make it applicable to the needs of the people, to make it healing, and you can use your authority to speak things into being. Now, because we know that God resides within us and we are gods, we can talk from the perspective that God collaborates with us on everything we do. Now, frequency runs deep. Frequency is in every living thing. Everything has a frequency and a vibration. I want you to start vibing on a frequency that will be able to heal, that has a penetrating effect on conditions of the earth. A lot of us do not understand that we're not just talking science, we're talking DNA as well. When you come into this earth, you're all born with a set of faculties, and DNA is one of them. Now, that's why I wanted to tie this in, because you're given DNA when you're born from your mothers and your fathers, and you're also given human rights from your creator. Now, but you say God didn't create you. So who created you? You were made and created and fashioned after God. And when you were fashioned and created, he put his essence within you, so you have his character and his nature. So the nature of God is in you, and God cannot see here on this earth because he gave us dominion to come here and to subdue the earth. But he can see through our eyes. He gets to know experience through our eyes. And we are giving God the best that we got, but he's depending on us to allow him to see through our eyes. And there's so much that can be said about frequency, but what I want to say about frequency is that no one lives without a frequency pattern. You can have an eradicated frequency that is all over the place, or you can have a very low frequency. But I want to tell you this day, I want to encourage you to raise your frequency level. Let's go over to the throne of grace while we raise our frequency level and call on the ancestors and do an act of a ritual that will automatically bring the ancestors into place. No one has ever left us who has dissipated and left this earth. All energy goes back to its source, all energy. Energy cannot be recreated, nor can it die. So that frequency wave and energy cannot ever die. So your grandma and your aunt and your father and your mother are still around you. That's why we must perform an act of a ritual to bring them forward, to remember to call their name on a daily basis. We do this ritual so the young people will catch on, and they will begin to carry this ritual on and teach it to their youngins, and they will continue to perpetuate this, and the ancestors will stay around us for a lifetime. No, they cannot die. Energy only can be recreated, and it dissipates back into its source from which it came. Now, let's tap into some of that energy and allow it to dissipate around us and among us. As we go into meditation, quiet yourself. Stand in position with your hands and face up as if you're about to receive from the Creator. Now permeate your mind and your body and sink into yourself so you sink right in to the mind of God. You are getting to know the mind of God, and God's mind is your mind. And you are acting on his behalf, and you are functioning on one accord. And you have begun to see the frequency waves all about you, and all energy still exists, though they may have made their transition, and they may have crossed over into the other side. Those spirits are still here with you in the spirit realm. All you need to do is call on them, tap into the energy, and allow them to be able to be summoned. I call on the energy from the east, and I say, Ashe. I call on the energy from the west, and I say, Ashe. I call on the energy from the north, and I say, Ashe. Let us take a break here, and we'll come right back to you, and we'll meet you in the air. Hold tight. We're going to North Carolina.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Come on, come on.
I'm gone.
All right, as you permeate the atmosphere and call the ancestors from the east, asking them to pour libation, calling on the ancestors from the south, and you're pouring libation, calling on the ancestors from the north, and we pour libation. We ask the ancestors to come and to pick us up and to make us strong and to give us energy that we didn't have and to show us the frequency way where we can vibrate on another plane. We are just aliens passing through. We're not from here. Now help us to realize what our mission was and what we were called here to do. Help us to be on purpose and help us to have aim and direction. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and the honor. And we say to God be the glory. Amen. Now thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. You are to pray and to have time set aside to tap into the frequency waves of the Most High and the Creator. And you must always remember that it's not our strength, but the strength of the Creator and the Ashe that he lends us. Let's take a trip again out of here to North Carolina. I'll be right back at you. Hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Welcome to North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us on this special segment. We are talking about our anniversary and how to celebrate. We're giving you a little idea what frequency waves can do and assist and aid you in celebrating. Now, I talked a little bit about the fact that our young people are learning about their rights, their human rights, and they're beginning to implement those rights in the workforce, as well as in the community. And young people usually don't know their rights, so they can't speak up for what they don't know. So we're asking them to go out and take a look at the human rights agenda and to download those agendas and petitions and to read through them before they can go and ask anyone to support them. They must know them thoroughly themselves. But it's very vital that we should get a grip of handling our business, knowing what our human rights are. And human rights come way before any religious rights. Religious rights are something you choose. Human rights are something you're born with, and you're all entitled to them, be it young or old. And adults, you want to also take a look at the human rights agenda and the petition that they asked us to sign. And I'm asking you to be a part of that. Now, we're talking in here about the airwaves. We cannot ride on these airwaves without a frequency. And what we're doing now is riding on the airwaves of the frequency. There is a frequency and a vibration out there that's carrying our voices today. And we're going to see if we can get some other vibrations going up in here other than Omi's vibration. And I would like to talk to you passionately about technology and give you more understanding of technology. However, I haven't arrived in that area yet. But we will bring somebody on shortly that will be able to talk to us more about how do you get pattern of frequency waves? Where does the ninth ether come from? And is the ninth ether real? And does it exist in the patterns of our hair waves? And are there some people on this earth that can use those antennas to reconnect with the higher source, our creator? And if so, how do we duplicate those patterns of airwave so that we are using our kink and our hair to connect the airwaves with the creator? Now, there is also not only a ninth ether, there is ethers that prevail in different categories. I would like to say that we want to know more about our DNA and our Akashic record. Our young people are to know that there's people all over the place asking for a sample of your hair, your blood, so that they can create the DNA and possibly understand if there's a duplicate out there of you somewhere. And a number of people seem to think that they're using those parts of our bodies, the follicles of our hair and our skin, to also clone, to reproduce us. Now, I feel like that it's very important that people should know that there is no junk DNA. And if there's junk DNA, that means that God made a mistake. That DNA has used its usefulness, and it should be used for a certain thing. What we have to do is look at our aura. Our aura can have filtered and excess things that have attached themselves to our body, and it can be auras that we don't like or want that we have to have removed. And that will shine about us, and people can see that aura when they notice that you have an extra glow around you. Now, we're going to get Mr. Allen back on here to talk more about those auras. And we're going to hold tight for a second, and we'll be right back at you. Hold tight. Thinking I'm taking you to North Carolina way too much. We have to take those station identifications, and there's people coming in and out of the studio, so just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about our celebration in here. It's good to celebrate something and to know that you've been persistent. I want to thank each and every one of my listening audience for following the leader and being persistent and coming in to listen to our recorded shows. I do appreciate you, and I do admonish you. And I'm taking this time out this week to say I thank you to every one of you who are following me, who've been consistently following me. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Again, yes, I want to thank you for letting me be myself here on these airwaves and for being a part of what we're doing. And thank you, listening audience. When you do get a chance, try to listen when our speakers are on live air, because we get more points when you come in when there's on live air. I know you're working and you're busy and you have to come in on demand. I understand that. And nevertheless, I'm still appreciative for you even listening. I have a lot of listeners out there and a lot of followers, and I'm going to be getting back at you and answering your messages and try to be more timely. But when you're on three shows, sometimes it gets a little hectic. I want you to know that. What I do want you to understand is that during this celebration time, come out and say hello and give your input and talk about self-help. Talk about what we can do to change our music, to make our music conducive to a more practical lifestyle. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to tell you that the earth is changing. It's no longer tilted, it's no longer rocking, and it's no longer on its axis. It's lining up, and for the first time, it's lining up. I don't know about you, but I feel peace in the atmosphere. I'm wearing my peace bracelet. I'm carrying my peace purse and about to put on my peace blouse so that we can permeate this new earth. Yes, the earth died back in 2013. December the 21st, we made a transition, and we came into a new earth. I don't know if you know this or not, but we are functioning with a new earth. All things have passed away, and all things are new. So we're dealing with a new world order, and in this new world order, things are going to be different. As Sophia says, things around here is going to be different now. So fears back home. And that is actually telling you that the vibrations have changed and we've got to move with the groove of Aquarius. Aquarius is a water barrier, bringing much love into the atmosphere, and it will beget more love. So why don't you get your Aquarius attitude on and zap some of the frequency that is in the air right now that's bringing about this love and happiness. Love and happiness, something that won't you make you do right or make you do wrong. We want to bring about the love and the happiness and the frequency of the peace wave. And peace is not just to be still. It's peace to carry throughout the atmosphere. And we're not talking about Mud Deer's peace that she carries in her purse either. We're talking about bringing the peace that surpasses all understanding. The frequency wave will make intercession and bring about peace that we can use throughout our life. Now, you can go out and get your peace symbols and your bell bottoms and put your uniform on and bring it back. Bring it way back, because a lot of people are pushing those clothes back in the closet and pulling out those moonwalk pants and those bell bottoms, and they're putting them on. And they're going in deep in that jewelry box, pulling out that bracelet that has peace written all over, because we've got to permeate something different in the atmosphere, in the community for our youth. We've got to start changing the atmospheric pressures and letting them know, or letting the world know, that we're vibing on something different. Where is this vibe coming from? There's a new wave blowing, and no one seems to know where this vibe is coming from. This new wave that's blowing is a vibe that is coming from a new creation that is bringing about a new world order on this earth. So we ought to get ready for it. We ought to prepare ourselves and get ready for it, because nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it but death itself. And death is not about to interfere with the change of the cycle of the earth. So many of us young people have been on a wobbling situation, unstable. Wobbling in this school system, unstable. But we can tap into a more stable situation now, and we can draw from our planets. All of our 12 zodiac planets are lining up for the first time, and we're getting a straight and narrow line. Now, I want to ask you, if you know that you are dealing with a new dispensation and all the old has passed away and the new is still available, then you have just died to something I want you to be born to something brand new. And being born to something brand new does not mean taking over where you left off with the old. It means starting a brand new livelihood, and one that you can share, and one that you can give to your brothers and sisters without fear that you won't have enough. It's very vital that we start acting on a communal basis and that we start living communal style. And you'll hear from me more and more on my ministries for education, where I talk about the communal lifestyle. We're going to have to get that together because some people are not having the same quality of life, and they never will know of it unless we introduce it. So we're going to have to introduce our new concept about the communal living and explain to people why it's necessary and important that we think about having communal lifestyles for the benefit of keeping our money in one place and circulate, and the benefit of bringing in our women from the workforce to come home and to finally to be mothers. Now, there are countries that are paying women to come home to have children. They're making it an incentive for them to reproduce children and to reproduce more than just one. But we are penalizing our women when they have a baby, and we're not showing them a way that they can stay at home and raise that child and still be a mother who works from the home. And I want to say to you that we have a long way to go, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully we'll ride this frequency wave for a while, and we'll be able to stay with the momentum and lift ourselves up. If you don't stay on that wave, you won't know how to elevate yourself. So stay on the wave and ride that wave until you can't ride it anymore. But know that you need to recreate for yourself, and you need to also summon your ancestors to aid you, to assist you, and to carry you, because you cannot do it on your own. We are going to quit doing things on our own. Now we're going to teach you to live in a communal lifestyle and to function in a communal lifestyle so that everything you do will be for the glory of the community. And the community will rise. Each one of them will rise. And you will not leave anyone behind. Now, it's very vital that you should understand that as we think about mortal and immortal, we do believe in immortal, meaning that you can live forever in the spirit realm, of course, not in this flesh. This flesh was not intended to live forever. It will deteriorate and break down. But the spirit man was intended to live forever. That's why you've been given a little box to remind yourself of those who are still in the spirit. You might want to capture them in some particular setting of a box. But at the same time, you can't contain spirit that way either. Spirit is everywhere, and you can be in many places at one time. That is the beauty of making a transition. You will step out of this body that is deteriorated and step into a glorified body that will never die and that cannot ever die. After you know what it is to be spirit, you will begin to teach others about being spiritual. And it's much more fun to be spiritual because you will know things that others won't, because the spirit will never let anything slip up on you. It is a registry. It brings things to your memory. And we want to always be in tune with spirit. And being in tune with spirit will make us wholesome and healthy people. And on that note, I want you to know that we had a very, very busy weekend visiting family and friends, talking about our project. And I'd like to introduce you to a project that we're going to have in August, where we bring all the people from around the way and the block back together on 12th Avenue, where we do a celebration. And that is a huge celebration. And during that time, I will begin to talk a little bit about our Blog Talk friends and make some announcements. But I'd like to invite you out ahead of time in August. I think it's going to be August 2nd and 3rd. And we'll make more announcements, and we would like to invite you out to support us in what we're going to be doing in that event. Now, a lot of eating goes on, a lot of dancing, but this year we'll have a little bit more structured activities for you. But we do want you to put it on your calendar for August, the first weekend in August. And if we have to extend that out a week, we will. But just put that in the first weekend in August, because we aim to celebrate for the benefit of all those who have moved away from this area and those who are still living in the neighborhood, how we can bring them together to talk about our music consortium and how we can advance the existing people here that are in music to help them to advance themselves and possibly be our next star, our next Michael Jackson, who matriculates out of this community. Yes, we could do it, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, they know we can do it. There are other young men that do role modeling and matriculate being Michael Jackson that are right here now. But we don't have to just recreate Michael Jackson. We can recreate the wheel of other young men who are up and coming and outstanding. And this is a music town, and this is an entertainment town, and we aim to put ourselves on the map by talking about music and drama. So why don't you come out to help us and join us? And we'll be out here again tomorrow, tomorrow Saturday. I think we'll be on at 5:30, if I'm not mistaken. If they have us there for Saturday and Sunday, it'll be 5:30, if not 11:30. Check your schedules, ladies and gentlemen. But we do want you out here supporting us. We are celebrating our anniversary, and let's get the celebration on, and let's get those hands up, and some of you can call in at any time. Well, we will be off the air shortly, but I do want you to take down our location, the Care to Read Room, and come out and join us and be a part of the celebration. Hold tight while we bring on the Tutu Brothers.
Mes avertissements, mes voici à mon prisme, abysme de vos rap, man. Je rappe tellement mal, ma, mais c'est du rap, ma. Reste à tous ces gars qui m'ont quitté pour des années, rap, plus, ma. Les gros, vous méritez mes applaudissements. Malheureusement, c'est un héros, ne reconnaissent pas de ce rap, ma. Il faut qu'il rappe et c'est faire du jacasse, ma. Négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma, parle, ma.
Goma, where my people need a money. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say Wakati. They see me and ask, when a Tokowapi? Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. How does the African son? Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zuri Sana, and Ndugu Zango, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Wakati wa kusonga, wakati wa maendeleo, bidii na jiada. Songa mkongomani bila asira na chuki. Tenda mkongomani bila zikinuna fiki. Acha kukula rushwa, hizo damu zishapita. Pamoja na umoja tutasimamisha Afrika. Na bidii, Kongo itasikika.
Itasikika hata itakubalika.
Ni wakati wa kumaliza vita. Ni wakati wa kushikana mkono. Ni wakati wa kujenga nchi.
Kujenga inchi yetu Kongo Evene maflo Oyo tango wako tonga bolingo Ni wakati ya kwe shimu mtu na mali yake
Telemo matu semeno Wa ubagaji Telemo matu lemoma ni wakati ya kukata Telemo matu semeno A la corruption
Telemo mata nisa un ya kubadele Afrika Telemo matu semeno A la guerre rebellion
Goma Sote tu me fika Goma Sote tu astika Sasa, wakati umefika, Kongo yote zima lazima, tusikiki, yote